Welcome to the Island Wiki. I'm Anne Hodgson, and you're listening to the edition of the 17th of March, 2008. Today's topic is No Genius. Math. It seems to me that no subject, except maybe English, can frustrate so many learners. My friend Vanessa, who had a hand in creating the X Quadrat math exhibit at the TUM, has taught me that children start out with mathematical gifts but lose them in school. So, what goes wrong? I remember being very young when I noticed one January 1st that the year had changed. It dawned on me that the story of Jesus had happened in a timeline, and that years, like days and hours and minutes, were units that were all the same length. Wow! Suddenly, an abstract date became wonderfully real. In school, I was enchanted by geometry, which I connected with origami, a hobby of mine. Finding out about pi was great because I learned that numbers didn't have to be integers, whole numbers, or fractions, one-half, etc., to make perfect sense. Endless pi hinted at endless harmony just a step beyond my comprehension. Math, it seemed, was beautiful. Functions, too, had a satisfying symmetry at first. But as they became more complex, I tried to find things in the real world connected to the charts we were drawing. Unfortunately, our teacher made no connection between the world outside and our math book. He gave up, presenting us with empty formulas and hating students for being stupid. And how we hated him back. In my most rebellious period, I handed in an empty test in protest. I caught up later only because a new teacher put the meaning back in by patiently explaining applications in the real world. Taking the leap of faith into abstract mathematical thinking is not easy for us non-geniuses. In this year of math, the German government is doing a great job of creating interest in real-life applications for math, such as using the optimal skateboard jump curve to explain calculus. Other children learn by using easy interactive software, like MIT's Scratch. Still others need to identify with the mathematical systems as such. Ethnomathematician Ron Eglash has found fractals to be the defining structural element in African society, from hair braids to fence building and the layout of villages. He uses culturally situated mathematics to create enthusiasm among African-American students. Marvelous! Wouldn't it be nice to have more fun with math? Maybe some idealist will come up with a math blog for adults. Hey, Vanessa, do you have time on your hands? There must be others like me who would love to forget the crap we waded through in school and start over. Hello out there, genius. Your audience is waiting. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening, and I hope you come back next week for more on the Island Weekly.